Free Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, we present Let the Bible Speak. Once again, it's time to Let the Bible Speak, and I invite you to stay tuned as we bring the gospel in message and song, preaching Christ in all his fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program In Our Savior's Name. It's good to have you tuning in and joining us, and I hope you'll stay through the next quarter hour, as today the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, minister of the Free Presbyterian Congregation in London, brings yet another message in his series from the New Testament book of 1 Peter. And in just a few moments, he'll be letting the Bible speak from 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 1. But before we hear the message, let's listen to these words in song.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I mourn. Through the storm,
to read from 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're just going to read the first verse of the chapter. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. At the end of last week, when we last looked at 1 Peter, we saw the importance of having authority in the church. We noted that it's important to have authority in a nation. Otherwise, the nation will descend into anarchy. Same idea holds good for the church. If there isn't authority and discipline in the church, God's people will just do as they please, and that is a recipe for disaster. The Apostle Peter, in writing this epistle, at the end of the epistle says, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder." He thinks of himself as an office bearer in the church, and he sees other office bearers in the Church of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul, in some of his epistles, writes to the elders and deacons. He's recognizing some who are invested with special authority in the church. Now, there are two offices mentioned, the deacons, and the first deacons were appointed to look after a financial problem, a material problem that had arisen in Acts chapter 6. The elders, we believe, have a different role, and it is the role of spiritual oversight. They are responsible for the spiritual well-being of the church. We'll see that later on in our study of this. But what we want to think about tonight is what an elder is. What qualifies a person to be an elder? The word literally means an older man. In some boroughs, you have aldermen. And the word aldermen comes from the same root. It's an older person. And it is quite likely that the first elders in the church were indeed older men. Paul tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 6 that the elder was not to be a novice. The word novice, or at least the word that we have translated novice, means one newly come to the faith. If a person is recently saved, it's good to have that person in the church. It's good to see them zealous in the church. And we would encourage you, if you're not long saved, if it's not long since you first became a Christian, we would encourage you to commit yourself fully to the work of God. But there's a difference between being fully committed and being zealous and involved and bearing some form of authority in the church. That's what we're talking about when we talk about an elder. This is a person who carries weight. This is a person who has authority in the church. The Jewish church had elders. We find that in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 18. Moses came to the elders of Israel. These were men in the nation and in the church who had authority and responsibility. And then when we go back a little bit further to Genesis chapter 50, we read of the elders of Jacob's family. There were those who were the older people, and they were the men who had power inside the family circle. While not specifically stated in the Bible, it seems that the elders of the church were chosen by the people, the members of the congregation. We base that on the fact that the first deacons are mentioned in Acts chapter 6, and they were chosen by the people. The apostles said to the church, choose you out men. You find men that we may appoint over this business. So they said that it was the people's responsibility to make the choice. And then when the choice had been made, those men were set apart by the apostles. And that's the next step. Chosen by the people, the new office bearers were ordained by those already invested with office. You'll see that in Acts 6 and verse 6. You'll also see how the elders were ordained by the presbytery in 1 Timothy 4:14 and 2 Timothy 1 and verse 6. Our word Presbyterian comes from the Greek word presbyteros, and the Greek word presbyteros simply translates as elder. So a Presbyterian church is a church that is governed or ruled over by the elders. The people choose those elders, and then those elders act with authority, the authority that has been given to them by the membership, and they look after the spiritual side of the work of God. An elder and a bishop are one and the same person. We can see that brought out before us in Acts chapter 20. In that chapter, the Apostle Paul summoned the elders from Ephesus. He wanted to speak to them, and when he spoke to them, he said, take heed to the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers. The word overseers is the same word, same Greek word, as is translated bishop in 1 Timothy chapter 3. So a bishop and an overseer are one and the same. That's what the meaning of the word bishop is. It's an overseer. The bishop's an overseer. Well, in Acts chapter 20, the elder has said, you are an overseer. You are a bishop of the church. It's one and the same word. So we see here in the Word of God the importance of having elders, those who will oversee the work of God, take responsibility for the spiritual side of the work. In order to have elders, we have to go a little bit further here, you must have a congregation. The first step to forming a congregation is people getting saved, men and women turning from their sin, seeking Christ. Let me ask you this question. Are you saved? Are you saved? Are you born again? Have you turned from your sins? If you haven't turned from your sins, it's important that you should do so. It's the most important thing in the world that you should forsake your sin, have done with it, and then ask Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on the cross, to save you. Well, once you're saved, the next step according to Acts 2 is baptism, and the next step is joining the church. The Lord adds to the church those who are saved. And then the church chooses its office bearers. It chooses its elders, those who will minister to it in preaching, and those who will rule over the work of God for its spiritual good, that the whole cause of Jesus Christ might advance. Can you not see a beautiful system put in place here by the Lord? We get right with God, we turn from our sins, we take Jesus as Saviour, we join the church chooses its office bearers, there's law and order and beauty in the work of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in London, which meets in South Grove Free Presbyterian Church, Markhouse Road, Walthamstow, each Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and you'd be most welcome to come to these meetings. If we can be of further spiritual help, then I invite you to write to our minister here in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, at 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10, 6EU. That's the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10, 6EU. If you wish to contact him by telephone, please use our answerphone service on 020-8539-1706. That's 020-8539-1706. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you. I trust you'll join us each day, Tuesday to Saturday, at this same time, when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.